More than 700 injured in Taiwan's earthquake. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Rescue crews are digging through the rubble in Taiwan after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the island this morning. Fire officials say the quake killed at least seven people.
That hit just off the eastern part of Taiwan at around 9 a.m. Taiwan time. Also reports of multiple aftershocks hitting Taiwan, including a magnitude 6.4.
Fox's Bill Malusian, the number of aftershocks numbering at least 22 so far. Officials say wide sections of Taiwan are dealing with power outages. Severe weather ripped through the Ohio Valley yesterday with possible tornadoes reported in Indiana, Tennessee, and Kentucky. One confirmed twister striking Prospect, Kentucky, a suburb of Louisville.
With a little bit of daylight, neighbors were able to get things into nice little neat piles and clean them up a little bit. These winds that ripped through Jeffersonville were strong, taking out massive trees. And of course, what stopped a lot of people in their tracks were the semis that tipped over along I-265 and around International Drive. Now, our crews captured three turned over, and Jeffersonville Mayor Mike Moore says a fourth semi truck had turned over not far from there.
Katrina Nickel with Fox 41 Louisville talking about Jeffersonville, Indiana. Now in Oklahoma, officials say a dangerous storm there killed a homeless woman who had been sleeping in a drainage pipe. President Biden says he is outraged that an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed seven World Central Kitchen aid workers. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby praised the nonprofit,
which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry in Gaza, and quite frankly, around the world. We send our deepest condolences to their families and loved ones.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Appeals court arguments are expected today in the Texas law that would allow the state to arrest and deport immigrants who crossed into the U.S. illegally.
More arguments are set in the legal back and forth over Texas Senate Bill 4, which pits the state against the federal government when it comes to who has the authority to arrest and deport migrants who cross the southern U.S. border illegally. Last month, a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Biden administration, which argued that the law violates the U.S. Constitution. Its 50-page majority opinion was written by the Fifth Circuit's chief judge, who was nominated by former President George W. Bush, and another judge who was nominated last year by the Biden administration. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the law is necessary and that he expects it to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Engineers describing in detail the challenges they face in removing what remains of the Key Bridge from the Patapsco River in Baltimore.
While there are cranes that can move what's left of the Key Bridge, the pieces to move are collapsed on themselves.
Some people use the term pancaked.
That's how Army Corps of Engineers Colonel S.D. Pinchason puts it. 3D imaging shows the wreckage isn't just resting on the river floor.
It's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut.
And most importantly, how to move those pieces, because the only way to get to the goal of building a new bridge is to move what's left of the fallen one. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Comedian Joe Flaherty of SCTV dies after a brief illness. He was 82. The Pittsburgh native created characters like horror TV host Count Floyd. And the Dow fell 397 points yesterday. The NASDAQ lost 156. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.